Hey friends, Josh here. Listen to this. This week, I have partnered with my good friend Michael Dahlke to bring you a free training that's going to be amazing. Michael took his cleaning business from $60,000 in revenue to $5 million in only a few short years. We're calling our training this week the Ultimate Breakout Session. A breakout session is where you can go deep on something and learn the exact things you need to win. Now, both Michael and I had a lot of requests after the huge convention to really dig in deeper on the things that both of us talk about as speakers at the convention. So you can watch this for free. All you have to do is go to automategrowsell.com/breakout, or it's even easier if you do this, just send a text message, breakout, to 44222. So you send the word breakout, no spaces, just one word, to 44222, and I can meet you, provide huge value to you. You can listen to what Michael and I have to teach. It's going to be amazing. I'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back. Josh here. This is day five of my very special five-day podcast blitz going over the executive mindset keynote speech that I gave at the huge convention, kind of breaking down some of the points and some of the things that I talked about at the event. I hope you're enjoying these. I'm enjoying recording them because they'll be out there forever and thousands more people will be able to hear this and take action with it, hopefully. So today is the last day of this. I'm only going to go over one point, which is point number 10, and then I'm going to explain to you some of the things that I'm working on and some of the things that are happening with the boot camp and what's involved. But let's get into point number 10 right away. The last key point, and these were not ordered in order of importance or anything like that, but the last one is to take responsibility. So if you want to operate at a high level and be like an executive, right, and have the right mindset and grow your business, you're the one that has to take the responsibility. So it sounds cliche. It sounds super simple. Like, well, duh, of course, Josh, right? But we don't do that all the time. We pass the buck. We find excuses. We feel like a victim. And it's very easy to do this without realizing it. And I want to be really clear on something. And I said this at the convention. Here it comes. The universe owes you nothing. Nothing. And, you know, the entrepreneurial birthright that's available to you, which we talked a few episodes ago about, for you to claim your entrepreneurial birthright, you have to take it by force. You have to have action, right? It's never going to fall out of a tree into your lap. You're not owed success. You're not going to accidentally find success. You find success by going through the fire, by leaning into the pain, right? It's not by avoiding pain. It's by going through it. That's the key here. Take responsibility. So one of the things I mentioned in Washington, D.C. was the fact that there are a ridiculous amount of books, research, studies, university-level studies on what makes successful people win. Like, what is the common thread with all these successful people? And it's a really interesting thing because there's so much data on this. But what they found is really, if you take the Ivy League guy who grew up with a silver spoon and then he became wildly successful, but then you take the guy who grew up on welfare and then somehow he became wildly successful, if you distill down and filter down all of the commonalities between the people who crush it at a very high level, really it comes down to one single common thread, one thing. And I talked about this. Some of you are saying it right now. Do you know what it is? It's grit. Grit, or another way that I like to put it, is relentlessness, right? But grit is, you know, easier to spell and and remember. But I've always loved the word relentless. But think about that. That is the common thread between all these super achievers. And, you know, no one promised you that this would be easy when you went into business. And I know from, you know, firsthand experience that it's not easy at all. But nothing worth doing is easy, right? I mean, I tell my three boys all the time, I line them up. They're just little kids. I put them against a wall and they kind of stand up tall and put their arms down like military style. And I say, boys, and they say, yes, sir. And I say, boys, do hard things. And they go, yeah, dad, yes, sir, dad. And we have fun with it, right? They don't fully understand what I even mean by this yet, but I'm trying to plant the seeds while they're very young because we need to do hard things. We spend so much time trying to avoid the pain, avoid the suffering, but all of the glory, all of the success lies out there in the hard things. So I'm telling you right now, listen, do hard things. You know, invest in yourself, in your future, in your education. Stop being a coward with that stuff. Sell that job that really scares you because it's too big and you've never done one like that before. You know, hire your first employee, develop your second location, whatever's right for you, whatever that thing is that you're hesitating on that you know is the next step, you know it in your gut. Do it. Do the hard things. Double down on your marketing spend, whatever. You know, winning has never been easy, but hear me, this is good. Winning is not complicated. Think about that for a second. Winning at business is not easy, but it's also not complicated. Winning is simple. These ideas we're talking about are simple, but they're simple, but they're so hard, right? Because we won't do them. We won't take action. We won't pull our car over on the side of the road and stop and actually write the stuff down and take notes. We don't take it seriously. You think that listening to this podcast will somehow cause success to happen for you via osmosis, but it doesn't work that way. You know, your success happens when it's, you know, 11 p.m. and the light of your computer screen's shining on your face and it's dark and everyone in your house is asleep and you're going through a product like the boot camp, or you're reading some business books or looking at the systems in your business and you're actually making changes. When you're doing the hard things, that is where the growth happens. Listening to content, listening to things like this doesn't cause you to grow. But I think we feel good about ourselves for doing it. And look, I'm guilty of this. I love listening to content. But you don't need, you know, another secret nugget of information. You don't need, you know, a seminar or some special book that's really going to unlock the keys to your wild fantasies for your business. You know, what you need, what I need, frankly, and what everyone needs is more and more grit. We need the grit, the relentlessness to actually make this stuff manifest in our own life. And that's just by doing hard things. When I started my company, I never thought in my wildest imagination that even making $10,000 a month was possible. I just didn't. I didn't believe it. In fact, I didn't even think about it to even not believe it because it was so big to me at the time. I couldn't even imagine that, right? But guess what? It is. It is. I remember telling my wife in the early days, oh man, if I can figure out a way, if I can get four jobs a week and they pay me $125 each, then we'll be okay. Then we're going to make it. Like, I can make this work. Oh my gosh, I think I could do it. And I was trying to make $2,000 a month. Like, it's so silly. You know, you fast forward a few years later and we had $40,000 weeks, $40,000 a week. Man, I definitely blew through some self-limiting beliefs along that journey. And I hope that you do too. You know, the best part about my company before I sold it was the fact that for 2 years, I only worked about 5 hours a week on that business. And I always say it was about five. Some weeks it was zero. Lots of weeks it was zero. Or it was two. You know, or I'd go in, I'd play ping pong with the operations manager and get an update. They'd send me a report on Monday mornings, stuff like that. I mean, the reason it worked is because it was an automated, systemized machine. My business was never, ever, ever anywhere near perfect, but it was totally automated and systemized, right? So I had a full-time office manager and an operations manager and an operations liaison, whatever that is. We couldn't think of a job title for that guy. You know, we had a sales manager. We had all these crew leaders. We had 8 or 10 trucks out on the road, depending on the time of the year. And it took a lot of going through the fire to get there. It took a lot of late nights for me working on my own personal development, me reading the E-Myth and applying it, me understanding some of the concepts that Kevin Dabrowski taught and upping my perceived value and Chris Lambertini's on the WCR forum. Look, I gathered information for years, but guys, here's the difference. I made it happen for me, for our company. I made it happen. So you need the education and then you need the action behind it. You know, the last 2 years when I wasn't working in the business, it was doing great. It grew at 35% a year with no marketing dollars spent and me not even touching it. But that's the time when I launched Send Gym, which a lot of you use. Send Gym, the app. You can send postcards and gifts and emails and letters and all kinds of things to your customers, like in the form of a sequence, right? But I got to start that entirely new business, which is now starting to do really well, while my other business was just spinning in the background, cranking out earnings for us, right? And that's an amazing thing. A few episodes ago, I said that being a business owner is like jumping off a cliff and building a plane on the way down, right? And the deal is with my company, again, I want to reiterate that it was never perfect, but it worked. Like, I did it. I built the plane. I jumped off the cliff. I'm in free fall. I'm grabbing these nuts and bolts and pieces and sheet metal, and I'm grabbing and I was assembling. And guess what? It started to work. It flew. And before we hit the ground and went splat, it worked. And look, the wing had a dent in it and the paint was scratched and everything wasn't perfect about it, but it worked. And the reason it worked was because I had the correct mindset and I went to war every day with me. That is what has to happen. You got to go to war with you if you want to achieve the same thing. Because you got to remember, guys, I didn't go to college. I'm not special. I'm not a genius or anything like that. But if I'm very honest, I have to tell you the truth. I've always had grit. I've always had that relentlessness. That doesn't mean I don't have bad days where I freak out and my wife says, oh, stop being a weenie, you know, go get it done. But usually I'm not like that. I get up and I will take as long as it takes to win. And so I'll do it imperfectly, but I'll always get up and keep going. So, you know, I think that that's why I had so much success. And for you, this doesn't have to do with your intelligence or anything. I'm sorry I sound scatterbrained. I'm very passionate about helping you have this light bulb go off in your brain so you understand it's so simple. It's so simple, but it's not easy. So now, you know, with my boot camp, I call it a boutique style small business boot camp. And it's automategrowsell.com, or you can go to automategrowsell.com/bootcamp. There's a little video there of me, you know, explaining what it is. I'm not a guru. Right? I can't, you know, sprinkle some fairy dust on your business and fix it. But let me explain to you what the boot camp is, and you can decide if it's a good fit for you, okay? Because I'm the kind of guy who's lived the exact same life that you're living right now. I went through the fire. I completed the cycle. I started the business with the Chevy Cavalier, built it up to 25 plus employees, $186,000 the month we sold it. You know all this stuff, right? Lots of pain and suffering in the middle of that, but I learned a lot of stuff. And we had everything fully systemized. So what I did when I moved to Costa Rica is I built a framework to help people like you win faster. That's what I did. I got tons of emails and Facebook messages and phone calls. I mean, lots of phone calls. I had to have someone else answer my phone because there was too many people calling saying, hey, I got a question about this, Josh, and sorry to bother you, Josh, but what did you do in this scenario, Josh? Or how does this work? Or do you do business consulting? How can I pay you to come over here? And it was just crazy. So instead, I built this boot camp. That's what it's for. Let me tell you what's inside of it, because it's very, very exciting stuff. First of all, there's the core of the boot camp. The core of the boot camp has over 46 training videos, all shot in Costa Rica, that are broken into modules, okay? Because there's different departments in your business. And what I help you do is make sure that you're going through all the little areas in your company that maybe you're not even thinking of, and then helping you develop the systems that need to happen in those areas, right? Because you got employees, and you got financial stuff, and you have the service side, right? The main three departments that all service companies have are sales, service, and operations, right? So inside of those, there's a gajillion things that need to be systemized. Well, I give you sample documents. I show you how we did it. The videos are all bite-sized chunks. They're like 3 to 7 minutes long each. And you watch one, there's a very, very detailed homework packet and notebook that comes with the boot camp. And essentially, it's a college-level, serious, kick-your-butt-into-gear product that will change every single thing in your business if you just do it. The good news is you pay one time and you have lifetime access. Now, there's people that have actually bought the boot camp over 6 months ago, and there's two camps. There's camp one, everything's rocking and rolling, totally changed, getting, you know, 3-page long letters from people saying, thank you, my business is so different. Oh my gosh, Josh. And then there's camp number two, and camp number two are people, they haven't really done it yet. They barely logged in and even went through the stuff. They bought it, but they didn't do it. Now, it's cool because you get lifetime access, but the reason that this will be powerful for you is if you just listen and apply the simple things. Everything about my business, from the way that we answered the phone, to the way that we got higher prices, to the way that we did our packaging, the way that we understood our earnings, the way that I built my company to be sellable and what that looks like for you. There's a whole teaching on how I got a $250,000 cleaning contract by trying to sell to this account for almost 2 years, my business partner Chris and I. There's so much stuff in there, right? That's the bootcamp core. But there's also bonuses in there. There's my Window Wealth ebook. I've sold hundreds of those in multiple countries all over the world. And that was, you know, $150 all day long from the day that we launched that. There's also my audiobook. You also get three, this won't be forever, but for right now still, you still get three personal phone calls with me. With me, where we dig deep on something. So you're going to go through the material and you're going to have a question and you're going to say, you know, I really need help with my hiring or with my leadership. You know, my employees don't really listen. I tell them to do something. Whatever it is, I help you specifically accomplish whatever you need to via three personal calls with me. There's also a private mastermind Facebook group. And this is cool because all the other boot campers are in there and they support each other. They help each other. They answer questions for each other. And these are people who are serious about their business. They're serious. We got people in there doing $1 million a year, and we got people in there doing $25,000 a year in business and everything in between. It's very diverse. We got people in the lawn care industry in there, carpet cleaning. We got pressure cleaners, window cleaners. Look, it doesn't matter what type of service you have because they're essentially the same architecture anyway. What matters is that you go through the material, you get excited about it, you apply it in your business, you go through the workbook, you schedule your calls with me, and when you come out the other side of that, you won't even recognize your business. Everything can change, everything. So, you know, many of the people that were at the convention were already in the boot camp. A lot of the listeners of this podcast are already in the boot camp. They can attest to the validity of its value. It's very, very good stuff. And with the other bonuses, like the teachings from Michael Dahlke, you know, doing a training webinar with him, I believe tonight, depending on when this is published. And this guy took a business from $60,000 to $5 million in like 7 years. It's amazing. So there's private teaching sessions with him in the boot camp. All the future updates when I network with other high-level people and I do a teaching or a training with them, that goes in the boot camp. There's no additional cost to you. You get the lifetime membership. We also have a deal just for this week only where if you buy the boot camp, you get Chris Lambernini's Window Cleaners Marketing Blueprint book, which is a pretty incredible book. You know, Chris had a $3 million residential cleaning business in New Jersey that he started from nothing with $200. And he is in a systems junkie. I mean, he's just ridiculous with systems. But this book is all about marketing. It's a couple hundred pages of every single split-tested thing he did to generate phone calls, what the return on investment was, what worked, what didn't work. Very serious stuff. No theory at all. The whole thing is stuff he actually did and measured. You get that for free. That was a $250 book. It's included in your boot camp this week. So I know that's a lot of stuff. I know it's a lot to wrap your head around, okay? But I want you to know, you know, with 100% authenticity that I deeply care about service businesses. I deeply care about my industry. Big time, because I did this stuff. Resources like this didn't exist. You know, I was lucky if I found a YouTube video that showed me how to clean a window or wash a house. But you have such a huge advantage. You know, even with my free resources, like in thegrowthvault.com, you can learn so much. But the boot camp is nothing like the growth vault. Okay. The boot camp is 1,000 times more deep. It's an injection of, you know, whatever in the arm of your business. It's major, 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 major stuff. Okay. Major stuff. So look, there's going to be a special deal. And if you want to have this deal, this is what you got to do. You're going to have to send a text message, okay? You're going to have to send a text message. So if you're driving, you might want to stop. The boot camp has over $5,000 worth of stuff in it. You got the Automate Grow Sell core, the 46 plus videos with all the sample documents. I'm talking like 50 or 80 individual documents, spreadsheets, samples, metrics, trackers, employee onboarding stuff, like stupid amount of stuff. You got that. You have the audiobook, my ebook. You have extra window wealth training videos, the Michael Dahlke sessions, where I went all the way to Nashville, Tennessee just to record these. That's how good they are. I literally went all the way down there just to record those with him. They're not available anywhere on the planet except inside the boot camp. And the bonus this week is for Chris Lambertini's $250 book, The Window Cleaner's Marketing Blueprint. And this would completely apply if you're not a window cleaner, by the way. Because again, all the service businesses have the same basic architecture. So here's the deal. The boot camp costs $2,000. And some of you are going, oh, great. I only have like $100. And look, I hear you. I'm sorry that you have $100. You will be ready soon. And when you're ready, we'll be here for you. The product is expensive and it's built that way on purpose. The people in here, they make sacrifices. It's serious stuff. I think it's cheap, honestly. I don't really get a lot of complaints on the price, but I know that some people can't afford it. So what I'm going to do for this week, post-convention deal, going for the next however long it takes, I think we'll do about 100 boot camps, then I might shut it down, is we're going to sell the boot camp for $1,250. Okay, $1,250. And to make it even better, we're going to let you split the payment into two payments. So we're gonna offer you the boot camp, all the stuff I just said. I'm talking $5,000 worth of stuff for $625 right now, and then $625 one more time next month. And you get everything, lifetime access, the private Facebook mastermind group. You get 3 phone calls with me. I charge over $200 an hour to do phone calls. That's real. People pay that. It's worth it. You know, I charge $5,000 to come to your business for 2 days and review your systems with you. You can have my Automate Grow Sell Bootcamp for 2 payments of $625. What you got to do to get it is you need to text the word keynote to 44222. 44222. So create a text message, type in the word keynote, K-E-Y-N-O-T-E, no spaces, and it's going to ask you for your email address. Make sure you type it exactly right, and it will send you a link where you can buy at this special offer. If you're in Canada or Australia or New Zealand or the UK, which a lot of you are, the text messaging thing will not work. So if that's the case for you and you want this special deal, I'm going to ask that you send an email to josh@automategrowsell.com. I'll have Derek or one of my assistants email you back with the link, okay? So we don't have this publicly out there because it's not available except for people coming to the training tonight and listening to the podcast this week. But look, in closing, here's the deal. You know, having an executive mindset, like I've just talked about for the last 5 days, it's not something that you're born with automatically. It's something that you choose to do. It is a decision, okay? And you're going to do it imperfectly, and that's okay. Progress, not perfection. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to get out in the weeds, and then you're going to pivot yourself back on track. Having an executive mindset is something that you do every single day when no one's looking and when people are looking, right? But I want you to know that you do have what it takes to win. You can have a business that serves you. You have the capacity and the raw material to make this thing actually work. You really, really do. And you do not need to live in fear. You do not need to do just enough to almost make it, just enough to fail. You know, you can hit it hard. You can go for it. You can shatter through your self-limiting beliefs because that's what I did. That's the deal. That's the deal. I've enjoyed these last 5 days. I've enjoyed explaining what the boot camp is. If you want to get a tour of what the boot camp is and see it before you buy it, that's available to you too. So when I do my training with Dahlke tonight, we're going to show you what it looks like in there and why I designed it the way I did. You know, because you learn in like 6 different ways in the boot camp, and it's amazing. So hop on there. There's a link below this podcast and, you know, join us. There'll be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on there and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's it, guys. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. God bless. See you soon.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.